Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, il est 20h passé de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Nous accueillons ce soir dans le cadre des sessions live de Rupture, le groupe de folk rock libanais Postcards. Un grand retour pour ces émissions live qui n'ont pas vu le jour depuis plusieurs mois déjà. Nous accueillons Postcards, nous en sommes très contents et très fiers. On écoute un extrait de leur EP et puis on leur parlera directement à eux dans quelques instants.
Wish I had a house on the lake, where I could spend my time, wind blowing in my face, fill my glass of red, red wine. Darling, won't you lie down with me, feel your hand in mine. For you to come home to me, so I will wait for you, sitting here by my lake. I sit on my rusty wooden chair, picture us upon the roof, our feet swinging over the edge, above this blanket of green and blue. And all that I ask is for you to come home to me, so I will wait for you.
J'ai découvert ce EP il y a quelques semaines de cela, quelque part entre Tallest Man on Earth, les Kings of Convenience et beaucoup d'autres influences. J'ai le plaisir d'inviter ces jeunes gens dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir dans le cadre d'une session live de Rupture. Julia Sabra, Marwan Tameh, Rani Bchara et Pascal Semerdian, les Postcards dans les studios de Radio Liban. On va passer à la langue anglaise pour faciliter les choses. We're going to switch to to English to make matters easier for you guys. Hello, it's a pleasure to have you here in the studios of Radio Lebanon.
Thank you.
And I'd like you to introduce yourselves for our listeners tonight. So tell us who you are and what you do within Postcards, please.
Okay, I'm Julia, and I sing and I play the ukulele.
Pascal Semerdian, I'm the drummer and harmonica player. And
back vocalist.
Back vocalist.
Marwan Tame, I play the guitar and I'm the vocalist too.
Hi, Rani Pshara, bassist and back vocals.
Tell us a bit about how the band came together, how Postcards saw the day.
It all started last summer. Pascal and I were camping with a bunch of friends, we're cousins, and we met Julia there. It was more than a year ago, and we knew that we all shared the same passion for music, and we contacted her to start a band later in the summer. And then we started practicing and playing a bit. Earlier this year, Rani started playing with us in big gigs and important gigs. And then eventually he became a part of the band, an official band member.
But Rani is an old friend of us, too.
Yeah, he's an old friend, Rani. We used to play in metal bands and stuff, Pascal and I.
You're very far away from metal today.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We should discuss your metal background in a bit.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
You've just released a very beautiful folk-inspired mini album, 5 songs. Did you guys all listen to folk before? Were you influenced at all by folk bands? Did you discover this when you came together, or did you find this out later on when you started jamming together?
This is what brought us together, mostly.
Yeah.
We all have our different tastes in music, but we all had this common love for this type of music. So we already had this in mind when we started playing together.
I've asked each one of you to bring me a few songs with them tonight. And let's start with you, Marwan.
Yeah.
I see Fleet Foxes in front of me, and I really like Fleet Foxes. Do you want to start with
that? Yeah, sure, definitely.
Tell us a bit about why you chose Fleet Foxes.
They are a really big inspiration for us, for all the band, for me. And they're kind of new in our favorite artists, but they're really awesome, so they really inspire us. I chose a random song because I like a lot of songs that they have, so I couldn't choose the song, so I chose it randomly. It's White Winter Hymnal.
Let's listen to that, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Okay.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night,
take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. This moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
Postcard is with us in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight. We just heard a song by the Beatles, Blackbird, a song that was chosen by both Julia and Marwan. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Jinx.
When you guys first got together and started playing, did you immediately compose originals together, or did you go out and start playing covers in a live setting? How did the band start?
We spent 2 months of playing just for fun at my place.
Okay.
We're jamming a lot. And once I came with a bouillon of a song and that we worked on.
A draft?
Draft, yeah.
It became Lake House.
And it became Lake House later. Yeah, it was a bit late. Like, we didn't start with originals. No.
But while we were playing covers, we were doing a bit of pubs in the beginning of last year, like in November of last year. But we were also we knew that eventually we wanted to write originals and do our own music and have an EP and album.
Did you feel that your own original compositions were well received in a live setting, or did people prefer the covers?
Depends on the people.
Yeah,
I guess. Depends
on the audience.
Some.
Certain audiences respond better to covers, while others
definitely.
Go for originals.
I believe our originals satisfy kind of everybody. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we have mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Well, within this radio station, the reviews are very unanimous, and everybody thinks your album is fantastic.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to a song from it in a bit. You're going to perform it live here. But before we do that, Julia, let's listen to some of your selections. You said Eddie Vedder and Bon Iver.
Yeah.
In this order, so shall we go with Eddie Vedder first?
Yeah, sure.
So what's your connection with the Pearl Jam legendary lead vocalist?
It's actually not from Pearl Jam, but because there's a movie that I think we all really love. It's called Into the Wild. And I heard the soundtrack, and it's the one thing that I can always listen to all the time. And the song, everything, the lyrics, the melody, it's simple and it's perfect. I don't know.
So this is Eddie Vedder from the Into the Wild soundtrack, and it's called Guaranteed. One of Julia's selections for tonight.
Like gravity our places that pull. If ever there was someone to keep me at home, it would be you. Everyone I come across in cages they bought. They think of me and my wandering, but I know what they thought. Got my indignation, but I'm pure in all my thoughts. I'm I feel part of everywhere. Underneath my being is a road that disappears. Late at night I hear the trees, they're singing with the dead overhead. Leave it to me as I find a way to be. Consider me a satellite forever orbiting. I knew all the rules, but the rules did not know me, guarantee. Started the kid.
was Bon Iver. The song is called The Blood Bank, and it's taken from the Blood Blank EP. Julia, tell us about your connection to Bon Iver.
I don't know how. I discovered them a few years ago, and it's really weird because usually they're not my style, but I fell in love with both albums and the EP. I think there's not one song that I don't like. It's a very new sound for me. But Rani?
Rani also likes Bon Iver.
I love Bon Iver, yeah, because like my brother discovered them like 2 years ago with a song called Calgary, and then I tried to listen to this song in many different versions. Like there's an acoustic version, a live version with about 12 musicians on stage. So this is a great band, and a lot of vocal harmonies and
a lot of
instruments. It's folk with synthesizers and two drummers. It's really impressive.
For myself, I can tell you a small anecdote about Bon Iver and Justin Vernon. Justin Vernon, the man who is behind Bon Iver, had a Canadian girlfriend.
Yeah, Emma.
And so he went to, yes, absolutely, his first album is named after her. And so he went to Canada to be with this lady, and he enjoyed himself so much there. And it was winter, and everybody whom he kept meeting in the street kept saying, Bon Iver, Bon Iver. And so he adopted the name. Yes, absolutely. So anyway, this was a small anecdote, so you guys have time to get ready and get up and take to the stage, as they say. Postcards live in the studios of Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM, and they're going to sing a song from their first EP called Lake House, and this is All the Places We Will Go.
Summer day. So many years ago when we were young and wanted to get away, just wanted to get away.
Go. Radio Liban, on est fait pour s'entendre.
She only a fa waltz, two count her steps. 18 strides and she stops to abide by the law that she herself has set. That 18 steps is one complete set, and before the next 9 right and 9 left. She looks up at the blue and whispers to all of the above, don't let me drown, don't breathe alone. No kicks, no pangs, no broken bones, never let me sink, always feel at home. No sticks, no shanks, and no stones, never leave it too late, always enjoy the taste of the great, 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 great world of hearts. As all dogs everywhere bark, 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 it's worth knowing, like all good fruit, the balance of life is in the ripe and ruin.
Marwan, we just played a song that you had asked me for before the show, Alt J. Yeah. And right now I'd like to ask you about the process of recording your first EP, the Lake House EP. Tell us how the EP came together, tell us how the five songs came together, and what led you to TuneFork Studio.
Okay, so like we said before, we started playing covers, and then we slowly started writing originals.
Very slowly.
the basic melodies or stuff of the songs, were we took our time with that, but then we really wrote them in a fast way when we were practicing to Beirut Jam Sessions 1 year anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah, we brought all the pieces together very quickly,
and we wrote them really quickly, and a month later we went to the studios and we recorded everything. We produced them with the help of Fadi Tabal and Alan Saif, also known as Oak.
So Beirut Jam Sessions were getting ready to celebrate their first anniversary, and they were doing a series of concerts. And so you thought that for this anniversary, you would prefer to play originals over covers?
We didn't have a choice, really.
Actually, it wasn't a choice. We had to play originals, and we had some, but not complete originals.
We didn't have final originals. Yeah, we only had all the
ideas
places
and stuff. Yeah, it was only all the places.
Okay. A small hello to Beirut Jam Sessions, who were very involved in making this session happen. So thanks go out to them.
And by the way, they are
to their crew.
They're our managers, so
they're present in the studio.
They're here with us, and just we had to say that too. I wanted to say that.
All right, and so how did this anniversary, this concert with Beirut Jam Sessions go?
It was really fun. It was the first time playing originals, and people really responded to it, and I think we got a little bit more respect after that, because you know, in the music scene, when you start playing originals,
it was the first time we played with Rani. You know, this seriously,
people discovered Rani. Yeah, they loved it. They loved the concert with Rani. That's what I meant.
And so a few weeks later, you were recommended to go to TuneFork, or you?
No, we were thinking about Fadi for a long time.
Yeah, we recorded actually before Beirut Jam Sessions.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
all the places we recorded that in TuneFork Studios
with Beirut Open Stage.
Yeah, and we won.
It was
that.
Like a competition won, and we won a competition, and then we went to record all the places with Fadi, and that's how we met him.
He was already our first option to record, because you know, everyone talks about him and we know his products.
And you mentioned the fifth band member, Alan Saif. Is that?
Yeah.
I know he's not a band band member. He really helped us
producing.
He lent us all his instruments for the recording. he helped us producing the songs.
He also helped us put the songs together, like
producing.
Yeah.
The arrangements, you mean?
Arrangements.
Yeah. Okay.
At the end.
Pascal.
Yes.
It's your turn to shine.
Yay.
Shall we go with the tallest man on earth?
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Tell us why you like this boy.
Last year in February, I had to move to Ta'anayil for university.
Okay.
And at the same time, I discovered him. And I study in a very rural
neighborhood.
Area, yes. Mm. And the mixture was perfect. I always had him, had his songs on repeat, and while walking to university and stuff, and I fell in love with him.
Shall we listen to A Lion's Heart?
Yes.
I think this is the song you picked for us, Pascal. Yes.